Brinley was born on June 22nd. She was my third baby, my first girl. We were so excited to welcome her, and she was put on my chest right away. But shortly after, she was taken off to the isolette because she was having a little bit harder time breathing, which can be very normal. And they decided to bring her to the NICU just to keep an eye on her and see if they could assist her in her breathing.
On a September afternoon in 1960,
my husband Mitch actually went to the NICU with Brinley. It wasn't until I heard on the intercom throughout the whole hospital that a pediatrician was needed to the NICU stat that my heart kind of dropped, and I realized that had to be for my baby. Things kind of escalated, I guess. They did end up having to intubate her to help her breathe because she couldn't do it on her own. The pediatrician wanted to talk to me and Mitch together to explain what was going on, but that Brinley would be going to Calgary as soon as possible. They had called the ambulance to come and pick her up to bring the team to her. She was diagnosed with congenital diaphragmatic hernia. So basically that means that she had a hole in her diaphragm that formed while she was being formed in my womb. Her internal organs were kind of able to travel through that hole and up into her chest cavity.
I will take care of you.
And so this really restricted her lungs' ability to grow and kind of moved her heart over as well. So it was kind of putting some stress on her heart. So the team in Lethbridge was really great. They caught it right away and they did everything that they needed to do. She was stable, she just wasn't healthy. They transported her to Calgary and they kind of told us right off the bat to expect a couple months stay. We were able to go and say goodbye to my boys and head up to Calgary to be with Bryn. And we got there shortly after she had arrived and met with the team in the NICU that would be taking care of her. And man, like as soon as we got there, we just felt so comfortable with her being in the hands of those doctors and nurses and the respiratory therapist and everyone who helped with her. They immediately just embraced us and, you know, validated our fears and our concerns. Really let us know that it was okay to be scared and sad, but also that she was going to be taken care of and that she looked amazing, and they were calling her a rock star right off the bat.
Forever it's here, I'll be there my whole life through.
The second day that we were there, she had surgery, so they wanted to put everything back where it was supposed to go. When the operating team took her away, they're wheeling out this isolette with all of these machines hooked up to her and everything, but the reality is she's this tiny little bundle in that isolette. Surgery is not without risk. Even though she was stable, she was still getting a lot of help to function. She's still so little, and so thinking about that poor girl opening her up was really scary. I don't know how these surgeons and nurses do this. She's so tiny. She was 6 pounds, 9 ounces. And I can't imagine just the gravity of having to operate on someone so small and so vulnerable. That was really scary, but we had every confidence in the staff. When she was done surgery, they came and they drew out exactly where they put everything inside of her and stuff. They were able to repair the hernia with her own tissue instead of needing to use mesh, which really decreases the risk of it reopening. Her main surgeon was Dr. Steve Lopushinsky, a very, very smart man. He was just like the happiest guy, just telling us that everything went so great, and it just made us feel so at ease knowing that he had fixed her, like, completely. So she came out of surgery with flying colors and she did amazing right off the bat. Her recovery did take a while, but it was mainly just the fact that she would have been in a lot of pain, and so they had to continue to give her pain medications as well as sedative medications because she was still intubated. We didn't want her fighting that breathing tube or anything. We were able to come home in late August, and she was able to meet her two brothers and her grandparents, and she's just done amazingly well since. She is about 7 months now, and you'd never know that there was anything wrong with her ever. I went into nursing wanting to work on labor and delivery or the NICU or something like that. But I just like have such a respect for the people that work at Alberta Children's Hospital. A new life has begun. The things that they have to go through every single day. I cannot say enough good things about the surgical team. They were just so amazing and did something for my daughter that I could never do for her.